Hi, I'm Mountain Princess, and welcome to A Teen's Guide to the World. This is a podcast where I talk about everything that crosses teenagers' minds, from books to politics to movies.
I'm back again after my small hiatus, which was not planned whatsoever, and I apologise for that. But this episode is going to be a bit about that, and a bit about my upcoming weeks. So, hold your breath.
Now, let's get started.
I recorded the first bit with my headphones on, and it seems to affect the sound quality, so I've disconnected it. Please do tell me if it sounds better with or without them on. Anyways, happy holiday, guys. I mean, it is like a month late, but I hope you guys had a holiday. You know the saying? Because not everyone celebrates the same thing. So we hope you had a holiday and a happy new year. The new year has not been going great for me because I've been revising and I have mock exams until the 20th of January. In fact, I've gotten until the 19th, because lucky me, I did not pick Latin, and that is probably one of the best decisions I've made in my life. The worst decision I've made so far was to choose religion and philosophy. Now, that topic, everyone's like, oh, but it's such an easy 9. The issue is, everyone doesn't do the same exam board as Highgate. So we're not doing what you do normally, like Christianity and whatnot. We are doing Buddhism. We're doing so many different philosophic topics, like crime and punishment. And it's taking a toll on my young teenage body. I say that as if I'm not a legal adult next year, which is scary to think about. But anyways, I have been sliving, in the words of Paris Hilton, which means slaying and living. And other than that, I've just been focusing on all my subjects. I have not done enough English Lit, which is scary, as my English Lit exam is on Tuesday. But tomorrow I've got all the time in the world, 24 hours, to cover what I don't feel confident in. And after my English Lit exam, I have an hour to do more RMP revision. Which is, I mean, not great because I had the test, but great because I can still work on it. And at the end of the day, these aren't my proper GCSEs. I can see where I have to practice. And I think I have done quite well with revision, especially because I struggle a lot with A, waking up, B, getting stuff done. And you may think, oh, it's a willpower thing, but my procrastination has passed the point where it's a willpower thing. It's more like it's part of me. Like, when I tell you I put off my history coursework, in fact, most essays, I was like, you know what, Kenya, you need to change this about yourself. You need to do your history coursework. Given times, you need to get this finished at least a week before the due date. And I did that for the first paragraph and for the second paragraph. And then I just fell down a slope. Thank God, not really. I was sick the same week my coursework was due. So I got another extension for the Monday afterwards. And guess what? I ended up finishing it on the Monday, and it has become something that is really alarming because I try so hard, but there's something about me which is just like, no, you don't have to do it. You know, when you know you can do something else, or you know you can do something, but your mind is just telling you no. It's like one of those things, but hopefully I work towards fixing it, because next summer I'm going to have more history coursework as a history A-level student. If I stay in the school I go to, which I want to, honestly, there will be no reason for me to leave. If I get the grades, which is very likely, I will stay. I will be able to stay, right? And I have been a very special asset to the school, not necessarily in diversity, but getting involved in all these extracurriculars. Like, there are 3 floor tests who are in this ensemble. Imagine what would have happened if I wasn't there. In fact, during the orchestra performance, which was the day I was dreadfully ill, I still stayed to play. That's how much of a commitment I make to my school. So obviously they should make sure I don't have to pay any fees. It would be very nice of them. If anyone from school is listening, please, please, I'm begging. I'm pretty sure my headmaster's wife used to listen as well. So, you know, it's a very important case. But I'm kidding, I'm kidding. I'm just going to have to work hard and get through these next few months. Because although after my mock exams may feel like free time, I may feel like I have all the time in the world for my GCSEs. I will have these 2 weeks. Then I'll have the month or so, the 3 weeks after, where I'm getting results, going through mock exams and whatnot. Even though some people, they get their mock exams after the holidays. So regardless of that, I have 3 weeks. I have February half term and I have one half term left, and then it'll be mock exam season. Whew, and I've got my DfE. I think I made a massive mistake picking DfE silver. I don't know how I'm going to put up with this. Like, I barely got through DfE bronze. Like, I was hanging with, like, not even like on a string. I was hanging on like a line of atoms. That's how thin it was. But I got through it. And you know what? I will be able to do this. Just need to remember not to leave my stuff till last minute. Honestly, it seems to be a reoccurring issue with me. But I will. Anyways, there's one thing I wanted to tell you guys about, which was podcast recommendations, because I seem to have an addiction to listening to podcasts. A lot of the time I have headphones on or earphones in, and a lot of people think, oh, she's listening to music. Half the time, funny to think of it, but I'm listening to a podcast. My recent discovery in, I'm doing the speech marks, you know? My recent discovery was The Basement Yard, which I saw recommendations for on YouTube because they're quite similar to the content I like. They are so funny. I love how it's two people who have been friends for life and they still share common experiences, and it is amazing. I've been listening to them for about a week, and I've listened all the way from January now to beginning of September last year, and they post every week. So that's a lot of episodes. But, you know, I need a little comedy in my life with this dreadful revision going on. Hopefully I'm in a better mood next week. But let's be real, it's going to be in the middle of my exams. I'm going to be so stressed. But hopefully I can post next week as well. And after my exams, you bet I'm going to be elated over the moon. I feel like the next few weekends until the end of half term, I should be allowed to just live my life as a proper teenager, you know what I'm saying? Because I just need to feel liberated after being stuck in a house, not necessarily this one, a house, for the past 3 weeks, 2 weeks of which were in Germany, which was great. But we still had to check in an entire suitcase filled with books. I hope that if any of you are in my position, you do well, and I'm going to manifest for you. And I hope for those of you who were in my position or will be in my position that, you know, you don't stress, because there's nothing you cannot manifest unless it's evil. But evil is manifested really easily. Let me not put ideas in your heads. Anyway, I hope you guys have a great week, and I shall see you next week. Goodbye.